On today's show, we'll look at the first commandment and we'll jump back into ordinary time. So stay right where you are because we begin now. Hey, welcome back. Come on in, make yourself comfortable. This is your buddy Gary Zimak. We're about to kick off another week of the show. I hope you had a great weekend, and I'm excited about today's broadcast. We're going to look at the first commandment, and this is part of our What Catholics Really Believe series that we're doing every Monday on the show. We'll look at the first commandment, and then prior to that, we'll look at the Mass readings for Monday of the first week in Ordinary Time. And we're back in Ordinary Time, and in case you're confused about that, the Christmas season ends with the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, which we celebrated yesterday. And then we're back in ordinary time for a few weeks until we begin Lent on Ash Wednesday, February the 10th. Ordinary time, what is that? Does that mean it's not special? And I think that's sometimes the connotation that we think of when we hear the word ordinary. But in actuality, ordinary time, all it means is that the weeks of the liturgical year during ordinary time are numbered using ordinal numbers. First week, second week, third week, and so on. That's where that terminology comes from. That's why we call it ordinary time. These are good readings, though. We're headed in a little bit of a different direction. It really, we see the beginning, more or less the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus. Well, it really begins with his baptism, but we see some of his of when people really started to take notice of his teachings. We're gonna see that today in our gospel, and we'll also begin the story of Hannah. This will be from the first book of Samuel. That'll be in our first reading. But I'm getting ahead of myself. That's coming up. If you're a new listener to the program, you are very welcome to join me every day here on the show, and I'm really glad that you chose today to do that. I sometimes forget to do this, but that theme that I played at the beginning, and I use it at the end as well, that's recorded by a man named Kevin McLeod, and the song is called Sunshine. Kevin is gracious enough to provide free music for podcasters and for really anybody that wants to use it, so I like to give him a shout-out. Shout out, Kevin McLeod. The name of the song is Sunshine. We do a different theme every day on the program here. We're on Monday through Friday in the evening on Blog Talk Radio. Today's theme is What Catholics Really Believe. Tuesday's theme, Imitating Christ. We look at the book, The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. If you're not familiar with it, it's an excellent book. Wednesday is My Daily Bread. And once again, we use another powerful little book, but really a great book. It's called My Daily Bread, and that's what we'll do every Wednesday. Thursday, the theme is The Greatest Stories Ever Told. We look at one of the parables of Jesus. We kicked that off last week, and this was a theme that I did several years ago, and I thought it was about time to bring it back. Friday, we close out the week with Getting Personal with Jesus. That is one of my big goals this year, to help you and myself to get closer to Jesus. I've got a new book coming out, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. Now, according to Amazon.com, the book will be released on February the 26th, but according to my publisher, they expect to have it in-house sometime by the end of January. So I have a feeling it's going to be available sooner, but I really want this year to be about getting personal with Jesus, to grow closer to him, to work on our personal relationship with him. That's what I'm going to be doing, because I want to get closer and closer and closer to him. And if you stick with me, you're going to hear me talk about that quite a bit. So stay tuned for all that. And of course, every day on the program, in addition to those themes, we will read the daily Mass reading. So you will get your dose of scripture here on the show. We do that in 30 minutes. So it's a pretty sweet deal. All it takes is 30 minutes. You can download the podcast on iTunes. You can get it directly from blogtalkradio.com. Or you can go to my website, which is followingthetruth.com, and listen to the last five episodes. Five episodes are archived in a little Blog Talk Radio player that you can find on the radio page. So you can listen to it right from there if you'd like. No matter where you get the show from, it's going to cost you nothing. It's a sweet deal, I'm telling you. It's not going to cost anything. And because of your generosity, and I'm not kidding about this, because of your generosity, I'm able to give you this show for free. Because of your donations. That's why I have to ask for donations, even though you know I don't like to do it. But I believe this message is so important that I'm going to ask for donations if that's how I can keep my full-time ministry going and I can keep this program on the air. Now, I thank you for your response to some other ways that I've put out that you can help me financially. One is by using the link to Amazon.com on my website, followingthetruth.com. You can't miss it. It's on the sidebar of every page of the website. When you shop from Amazon.com, if you could let your friends, your family know about this, it would really help me. If you would just use that link, what that link does, it takes you into Amazon.com, regular old Amazon. Everything's the same. The prices are the same. But because it came from my website, it gets flagged, and everything you purchase results in a small commission for me. Now, the commission is small, but I'll tell you, every little bit helps. So if you could help me with that, just to get the word out there, if you're going to shop from Amazon anyway, if you would just use that link, it would help me tremendously. That's one thing. The other thing is Mystic Monk Coffee. You know what a huge fan I am of Mystic Monk Coffee. So if you're a coffee drinker, or if you know somebody who's a coffee drinker, if you would purchase Mystic Monk Coffee from the link on my website, and again, you can't miss it, it's right above or below, I think it's right above the Amazon link. If you would just go and purchase it from there, it results in another commission. That's another way you can help me out. And you know, you're supporting Carmelite monks who live in Wyoming. They are good monks. You could, once you're in their website, you can take a look at the links and you can read about them. They'll pray for you. They love Our Lady. They're good men. And what they do is they brew some of the finest coffee you've ever had. So if you'd consider doing that, that would help me too. In fact, I'm a huge fan of Mystic Monk. I've got an order on the way, and you'll be hearing it on the show, hopefully this week. I don't know when it's going to get here, but I hope to have it soon. Great stuff, great stuff. So there are two ways you can help me without even making a donation. And if you're going to shop for these things anyway, you could really assist my ministry by doing that. And of course, financial donations. I absolutely need them. I'm still taking a hit from the economy when the economy went south a few years ago, but it's gradually starting to come back. And that's because of you. You're hearing the call. You're understanding where I'm coming from. You get the fact that I'm supporting my family with my full-time ministry. And nobody's ever given me a hard time about that, even though I'm always uncomfortable asking for money. But that's the way I survive. That's the way I survive, and you've been really, really helpful to me, and I thank you for that. So please always keep that in mind. The need is always going to be there, but as long as I can get the donations to keep me on the air and to keep me going full-time, well, then I'm going to be here for you because I really believe in this ministry, and I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe in you, and I want to be there for you to help you, and you help me too in more ways than you know. Your prayers, your friendship, your emails, I mean, it's you have helped me tremendously. So it's really cool that we can hang out together. By the way, if you ever have any questions, if there's anything I can ever do for you, my email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. If you'd like to bring me into your parish too, and that's another thing that just popped into my head, this year for a limited time, and I'm not sure, you're getting the advance announcement here. I haven't gone public with this yet, except on this program. For a limited time, and I might do it in conjunction with my new book when it comes out, I am willing to do a talk at your parish or your conference for no fee. The only thing I'm going to ask is that I can take up a free will collection, that my airline, my meals, and my lodging are covered, but I'm not going to charge a fee. And I can't afford to do this for a long time, but I'm going to try it out because it helps me to get into the parishes where they don't have the budget. And if I can cut my fee off and open it up to the people who attend and take a free will collection, I'm okay with that. As long as I can earn something and I can cover my expenses. Because honestly, that's what this is all about. I'm just trying to cover my day-to-day living expenses. And it gets challenging sometimes, but I believe so strongly in the message of Jesus Christ and His gospel that I want to do whatever I can. And my family's on board with this too. We're in this together. We believe that this message needs to get out there. So keep that in mind. Let your pastor know. Let your DRE know, your director of adult faith formation, your RCIA director, whoever is responsible for bringing in speakers. For a limited time only, if they contact me at gary@followingthetruth.com, we'll set up a talk. I'll come in. I'll give a talk about overcoming anxiety, about having a personal relationship with Jesus, about the Blessed Mother, whatever it is, for no fee. The only thing I ask is that my expenses get covered and I can take up a free will collection and sell my books. I think it will work out for all of us. So keep that in mind. Let me know. I can be reached at Gary@followingthetruth.com, or they can go directly to my website, followingthetruth.com, see some examples of my talks, and then contact me through the website. Okay, enough about that. The beverage du jour. Here we go. I'm going to tell you, sounds dull, but it's really good. I've got a glass of water. And sometimes water is my greatest friend. Do you remember, now, if you're a longtime listener, you might remember this. Do you remember when I used to drink lemon water every day? Water with a slice of lemon? Now, that goes back a while. I gotta bring that back one of these days. Sometimes I miss, but I don't have a lemon in the house. I've got to work on that. Anyway, that's my beverage du jour. Hope you've got a snack. Hope you've got a beverage. I hope you're comfortable. Take your shoes off. Put your feet up. I don't care what you do. Let's get ready to talk about Jesus. We'll begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for bringing us to this new day, to this new week. We're so grateful for the many blessings that you give us every single day of our lives. We thank you for loving us unconditionally. No matter what we do, Father, we know that you'll still love us. We thank you for the guidance that you give us through your church. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for all of the blessings that we have in our lives, the material things we have, the spiritual gifts, our family, our friends, our church, whatever it may be. We thank you. Father, I ask you today to help those who are sick. So many people are sick and are suffering. We ask you to help them to deal with their sickness. We ask you to heal them if it be your will, but in the meantime, to help them to deal with whatever they may be enduring. We ask you to be with those and help those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or maybe despair. Help those who are battling addiction, those who are dealing with financial problems, those who are in the midst of extreme weather conditions, those who may be homeless, those who may be struggling with religious persecution. They all need your help, Father. Please help them. We ask you to help us, to bless us, to keep us close to you, to always have us be willing to follow your will. And Father, I give you this show today. I step aside. I give it to you. I ask you to take it over. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. All these things I ask in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, whom we love so much, and we ask for her help as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to thank you for praying with me. And I also want to remind you just how powerful prayer can be. Please don't ever think that prayer is just something you do when you've tried everything else and it doesn't work. No way. Prayer needs to be the first thing that we do. It's an incredibly powerful tool. And it's also a means of communicating with Almighty God. It's a great blessing. So we want to make sure that we're not only asking for things. We certainly want to ask for things, but we want to make sure that that's not the only thing we do. We want to be speaking to the Lord every day in prayer. All right, let's take a look at these Mass readings now. These Mass readings are from Monday, January 11th, the first week, Monday of the first week in Ordinary Time. And I mentioned at the start of the show, the first reading comes from the first letter of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. A lot of big names in here, so bear with me if I mess these up. There was a certain man from Ramathaim, Elkanah by name, a Zuphite from the hill country of Ephraim. He was the son of Jeroham, son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives, one named Hannah, the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah was childless. This man went on pilgrimage from his city to worship the Lord of hosts and to sacrifice to him at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were ministering as priests of the Lord. When the day came for Elkanah to offer sacrifice, he used to give a portion each to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters, but a double portion to Hannah, because he loved her, though the Lord had made her barren. Her rival, to upset her, turned it into a constant reproach to her that the Lord had left her barren. This went on year after year. Each time they made their pilgrimage to the sanctuary of the Lord, Peninnah would approach her, and Hannah would weep and refuse to eat. Her husband Elkanah used to ask her, "Hannah, why do you weep? And why do you refuse to eat? Why do you grieve? Am I not more to you than 10 sons? Now, this is a bit of a depressing first reading, isn't it? I mean, you think, wow, this is how we start ordinary time off. But here's what's going on. Sometimes in order to appreciate the good news, we need to start out with some bad news or some difficulty. Because in order for us to appreciate something good, we need to know what it's like to go through some pain. Hannah's struggling. She's going through a difficult time. But Hannah's fortune will turn around. Now, back in her day, being barren, not being able to have children, was considered a curse. It was a bad thing. So she was going through a very, very difficult time. But trust me, it's going to turn around for her. But we need to give it a couple of days, okay? We're going to hear more about this as we go through the week. But right now, just take it as no matter how much her husband loves her, for some reason, she's barren. She needs help from God in order to have children. As much as he loves her, and as much as he wants to protect her, there is only so much that he can do. God is the author of life. So God has to decide that he has to grant her the gift of children. It can't just happen because of her husband. So keep that in mind. She's helpless. She needs some big time help. She's somebody that can't fix her problem on her own. Hey, that's all of us. So just because it doesn't work out today for her doesn't mean it won't work out. And I want you to keep that in mind with your problems too. Give the Lord some time. And we'll go as we go through the week. We'll hear more about this story. Psalm today, the responsorial psalm, I'm sorry, is to you, Psalm 116, to you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. You've got needs. I've got needs. We're praying for many different things. Some of those things we are praying for have not been granted to us yet, correct? I'm sure there are things that you're praying for that you haven't gotten your answer for yet. Here's what I want you to do. Thank God for what you have in your prayers, and also thank him in advance. This takes a little bit of faith to do this. Thank him in advance for answering your current prayers, even though he hasn't done so yet. I can't tell you for sure how the Lord will answer your prayers, but I can guarantee you that he will answer them. He's going to answer them in the best way possible. So it doesn't hurt to say thank you, Lord, in advance for answering my prayers in the best way possible. That and counting the blessings that you have instead of just focusing on what you don't have, that is going to grant you a great amount of peace in your life. Give that a shot. It really works, I'm telling you, even though you might not feel like doing it. Gospel, Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. Now, yesterday we celebrated the feast of the baptism of the Lord when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. That was the real beginning of his ministry. But check out what happens today. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. And they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther, and he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They, too, were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men and followed him. Now, here's what I want you to do today. When we read the scriptures, the Lord is speaking directly to us. That's what our church teaches. I want you to picture yourself being one of the people called by Jesus. Take these words to be addressed to you. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. After that, Jesus says to you, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. What's your answer? This is a new year. This is the time for us to really take his offer seriously. And together, remember, this is a year that I'm dedicating to following Jesus, to getting really up close and personal with Jesus Christ. This is our chance to really follow him. How do we do that? One day at a time. And we hear his words through the gospel. The gospel is key. That's why you're going to hear me talking a lot about it this year. And responding, living the gospels. And the Lenten radio retreat that we will begin on February the 10th is going to go a long way to helping you to live the gospel. That's all I'm going to say for now. Probably later this week, I haven't decided for sure, I'm going to let you know the book that we'll be using. I think you're going to be pleased. All right, any questions, you know where to find me, Gary@followingthetruth.com. How about if we talk about some commandments, eh? Every Monday we look at a teaching from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Because why? Because we need to know as Catholics what we really believe so that we can explain to other people. If we don't understand what we believe, then how can we ever explain it to anybody else? We're using a book called The Compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, published by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And what it does, it takes the Catechism, which is an excellent book, which you need to have in your house. I'm telling you, you need to have it for reference. But it takes the Catechism and breaks it down into question and answer format. And that works really good for the purposes of this show. So now we're going to step through the commandments. Today we'll tackle the first commandment. I am the Lord your God. You shall not have other gods before me. Question 442 says this. What is implied in the affirmation of God? I am the Lord your God, which comes from Exodus 20, verse 2. This means that the faithful must guard and activate the three theological virtues and must avoid sins which are opposed to them. The three theological virtues, they are faith, hope, and clarity, and you have received them when you were baptized. Okay, the Catechism continues and states, faith believes in God and rejects everything that is opposed to it, such as deliberate doubt, unbelief, heresy, apostasy, and schism. Hope trustingly awaits the blessed vision of God and his help, while avoiding despair and presumption. Charity loves God above all things, and therefore repudiates indifference, ingratitude, lukewarmness, sloth or spiritual intolerance, and that hatred of God which is born of pride. So, when the Lord says, I am the Lord your God, what that means is, we must guard and activate the three theological virtues. In other words, we got to do something. Faith, it's the capacity to believe what God has revealed to us. Because without this gift, we would not be able to fully believe some of these crazy, and they do seem like crazy, teachings which God has revealed to us. Some pretty supernatural and heavy stuff, right? But with faith, we're able to believe that. And to do something, to not just have the capacity to believe, but to say, yes, I believe. That is what faith is all about. Now, the other thing is hope. Hope is trusting that the Lord is going to be there for us, and he's going to give us what we need and allow us to live with him in heaven one day. Hope requires trust. It's not easy sometimes. That's why it's a special gift that we're given. It's a theological virtue. Charity loves God above all things and repudiates indifference, ingratitude, lukewarmness. Man, this sounds like my resume here. You know what I'm saying? We all suffer from this at times. Sloth, spiritual indolence, and that hatred of God, which is born of pride. Yet, we're never going to say we hate God, but we can get to that point. We can really get annoyed with God because we think that we know best, and it's, you know, it's a slippery slope. Doesn't start out that way, but little by little, we start to get really fed up with the Lord if we're not careful. So, you know, let's be careful to not do that. What is the meaning of the words of our Lord? Adore the Lord your God and worship him alone. These words mean to adore God as the Lord of everything that exists, to render to him the individual and community worship, which is his due, to pray to him with sentiments of praise, of thanks, and of supplication, to offer him sacrifices, above all the spiritual sacrifice of one's own life, united with the perfect sacrifice of Christ, and to keep the promises and the vows made to him. We can't forget that the Lord is God, and that we owe him adoration. We can't forget that. That's why we have to worship him. That's why we have to adore him, because he is God. In what way does a person exercise his or her proper right to worship God in truth and in freedom? Every person has the right and the moral duty to seek the truth, especially what concerns God and his church. Once the truth is known, each person has the right and moral duty to embrace it, to guard it faithfully, and to render God authentic worship. At the same time, the dignity of the human person requires that in religious matters, no one may be forced to act against his conscience, nor be restrained within the just limits of public order from acting in conformity with conscience privately or publicly, alone in or association with others. In other words, you can't force anyone. Morally, it's morally wrong to force someone to believe or to practice something, a matter of the faith, against their will. This does not apply to your children. If your children are minors, you have the obligation to get their rear ends to Mass. And I'm serious about that. We can't say, well, the kids don't want to go. I didn't want to go each week when I was young either. And I thank God that my parents said, we're going. And, you know, even if they're not minors anymore, you can still express your belief that they should be practicing their faith. You don't have to do it in a nasty way because you don't want to turn them off. But first of all, you better be living it. You know, you got to live your faith. You have to live it 24/7, because otherwise your children or anybody around you is going to look at you as a hypocrite when you try to preach, when you try to share the gospel, unless you're living it. And it's a challenge. It's a challenge for me, even though I'm in full-time ministry and I write and I speak and I'm on TV and radio talking about Christ. Sometimes I'm not a nice person and I get a little angry. And if people see that, then it can really dilute or make ineffective my whole message. And I don't want that to happen, so I have to work on that. I can be impatient sometimes. I can be intolerant. I can get annoyed. You know, I'm not kidding. I need to work on that. I need to ask the Lord to help me work on that. And I do work on it, because I want to make sure that I'm setting a good example. What does God prohibit by his command? You shall not have other gods before me. This is from Exodus 22. This commandment forbids polytheism and idolatry, which divinizes creatures, power, money, or even demons. Superstition, which is a departure from worship due to the true God, and which also expresses itself in various forms of divination, magic, sorcery, and spiritism. So in other words, you cannot be superstitious and have one true God that you follow. Irreligion, which is evidence in tempting God by word or deed, and sacrilege, which profanes sacred persons or sacred things. What else is forbidden? Atheism rejects the existence of God, and agnosticism, which affirms that nothing can be known about God. All of these things are rejected. If we're going to follow this first commandment, we got to be careful about that. Does the commandment of God, you shall not make for yourself a graven image, forbid the cult of images? And I'm just going to answer that on my own. No, unless for some reason that image becomes an idol to you. If, you know, and I, look, as Catholics, we don't worship images. Statues remind us of the Lord. We don't worship them. But if you cross over and for some reason you start to do that, then that is a problem. All right, guess what? I am out of time. God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow. I hope you can join me. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you.